fight coming with an accident, don't it?
Let's go ahead and make a statement. Nobody believes in us. Hey, I know whoever watching right now, you don't think the Broncos back, huh?
Nothing but physical football, 60 minutes. Hey, we taking this home. Nobody believes. They don't respect it. Only way you get it, you take it. And we here to take it today. Take it.
Joined now by one of the more vocal leaders of this Bronco defense, outside linebacker Mario Hagan. Mario, you and the team getting ready for another tough test this week against Pittsburgh. What's the tone been like in practice so far this week?
Very, very upbeat. You don't want to dwell on a loss, but that was a big one against Baltimore. And we know we got a good team in Pittsburgh coming in Monday night. So it's been very upbeat. Guys have been focusing on what we have to do to give ourselves a chance to win on Monday night.
Pretty easy to get focused considering the task at hand?
Definitely easy to get focused. You got the defending Super Bowl champs, a historically good team and a good team this year. So it's definitely easy to get ready.
Well, Mario, let's get to the questions. Our first one comes from Andre in Sao Paulo, Brazil, believe it or not. He's wondering, where and how do you find the motivation that you give your teammates? Fans see it quite a bit on Sundays during pregame. Where does that come from?
Just the emotion, just from the good Lord, man, just being able to play this game. There's so many people that want to play this game that wish they could, and I have the opportunity. So anytime I'm out there, I'm motivated. My teammates know it. I love this game, and it's a blessing to play it. So that's where my motivation comes from, within and knowing that this game doesn't last forever, but I have the opportunity now.
It's not just you, too. The entire linebacker group, it seems, is one of the groups on that field that is getting the most fired up for kick.
Definitely. We have a lot of guys. We feel like we're the heart of this team. Everybody on this team counts, but we definitely feel like on this team, the linebackers, we play all special teams. We play defense. We feel like we're the heart of the team. That's why you see a lot of emotion.
Let's go back to that enthusiasm. Wondering, how did you keep that enthusiasm up as a special team standout, and how has it translated now that you're a starter, kind of bringing it from the third unit to defense?
Well, definitely the motivation I've always had, I always thought of myself as being able to be a starter in this league and playing special teams. I think those plays are just as important as the defensive play. As you know, one long return, one big hit can get a defense started or an offense started. So that's the motivation I had. I had the opportunity to play football, and I always thought about making the best of it because one day it'll end.
Those are plays we've seen now a few weeks in a row, too, about how those can swing games going one or the other.
Yeah, definitely. Last week, Baltimore had a big return that didn't swing in our favor. The week before, we had two returns that put us up big until our offensive defense got rolling against San Diego. So those are perfect examples of how special team plays can change the momentum of a game. And so every guy that plays is very important. They call it special for a reason.
What does it take to excel on special teams? Is it pride? Is it a want to? And you've been still making plays there and on defense.
It's definitely a pride thing. It's a mentality. It's an attitude. That's the approach I take on it because a lot of guys come from programs where they were the stars in high school, college, and stuff. And then you come here, it's a humbling experience to have to sometimes play special teams until your number is called. As for myself, now I'm defense and special teams. So the motivation and the fact that the coaches count on me and they want me on both units, that's how my motivation is. And like I said, I love playing this game, and anything that I do can help this team and keep myself in this game, I'm going to do it. Special teams, if it goes up there, coaching or getting water, man. I'm just willing to do it. So it definitely takes a special guy and a special attitude to do that.
Fire you up to see a guy like Spencer Larson make a play last week after having not played for a few weeks?
We needed that. We just had a 95-yard kick return before, and you kind of want to get that play out of your head when you go back for that next series. So that was a huge play by Spencer. It changed the momentum of our special team. The game didn't come out our way, but it definitely changed the mentality going into this week.
Let's talk about this defense now. We've heard a lot about how the defense you play on is selfless, unselfish, everyone hoping the other guy makes the play. Talk about the character required from guys for that attitude to work and mesh with the defense that Coach Nolan has installed here in Denver.
Well, it basically starts upstairs with our coach. Our coach is very unselfish. He goes in and puts a lot of hard work in. Then it trickles down to the assistants. We got a lot of veteran guys on the defense. If you look across, we're averaging about 7 years on defense. So it's a lot of guys that want to win, that have been in winning places, but some guys haven't won that big one, and everybody has the hunger to win the big one. And so that's where I think our motivation, our unselfishness come from. And our coaches preach it, too. He told us everybody will get their number called. Just play with them. Do your job on defense, and we'll be a successful defense. So far, it's been happening for us.
Does that make preparing for the week a little bit more, not easier, but more intense, knowing that everyone has the same end goal?
It's definitely more intense because when you go out there, you're like, okay, I got to be doing something to be on the field when my number is called. You don't want to be that guy that's being pulled off the field. Someone else comes in and that number at that position is called. So it's definitely good. And it's fun when you're winning, when you got guys flying around, you're making plays. It makes it fun to be out there on defense. And once again, a leader like Dawkins, how can you not play for him?